Yeah, Chris and I are co-reps. Okay. Russell Okung was the rep, and when he left, defaults to alternates.
There's an issue that came up today that
you may be able to speak on behalf of your locker room, and that is the national anthem policy. Have you had a chance to digest it? What's your thoughts?
I mean, I haven't really been looking at the news today. I don't really know what you're talking about, so if you could fill me in.
Okay.
I don't look at my phone all morning, so a little bit busy.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you should speak to it, but the owner, because it's a little complicated, but the owners decided to, are voted on a new anthem policy where the players basically, to summarize, they can stay in the locker room during the playing of the national anthem, mm-hmm. Or they must stand at attention if they do not show respect during the playing of the national anthem, the teams get fined.
Yeah.
And the teams can set their own rules.
Uh-huh.
Your union has put out a statement saying that the NFL chose to not consult with the union in the development of the new policy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know I can speak for myself personally. I'll be out there standing for the anthem. When it comes to the team policy, I mean, that's something where we as a team will have to get into that. And the union, same thing. I mean, we'll have to consult with them. But, I mean, the owners, I think they are the employers. So if they want to create a stipulation, then we'll go from there.
What do you think about the union not being consulted, though, before this decision was being made?
Pretty fresh union rep, so I really couldn't tell you what the process has been in the past as far as how that goes, and you know, I'm sure we would like to be a part of those talks, but you know, I'm sure we'll get something in the works. I don't really know, honestly.
How's your health? How are you feeling?
It's great, man. Thanks for changing the topic. No, I'm doing great. It's been an exciting off season because I haven't been able to work out to build strength since like my sophomore year of college. So it's been a very exciting off season to, you know, I have to squat again. I haven't done that in forever. So it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. And it's not just like entire quality of life is better. So it's pretty exciting. No, I mean, that surgery is it can be kind of a temperamental surgery. It doesn't, not everyone that gets it recovers. And I think the doctors that I went to are phenomenal. I think they have a very high percentage rate of success. But across the country, the numbers that I dealt with this since my sophomore year of college. So every time I talk to a doctor, they just go, well, only about 60% of people get pain recovery from it. So that's why you just kind of delay it until you can't play anymore. And luckily we delayed it long enough to where they could send me up the mountain to the world's best surgeon. So
so the decision was easy for you, I would guess, because
yeah.
Of the pain was so
hard. It was do or consider retiring. It was bad. That last year was bad. So it was kind of, there wasn't a choice to not do it at that point.
Anxiety is there in that?
You know? I don't know. I can't speak for every football player, but I came into to professional sports with the mindset that every day could be your last day. So I was like, you know, if they don't fix me, and then I'll lose 70 pounds and we'll try to preserve my quality of life for the rest of my life. But luckily, I can't speak enough to those doctors up there in Vail and the training staff here, man. They really improved my life.
Were
significantly.
You asleep?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay.
Not after games, but.
You sometimes played every day.
Yeah, because they took care of me. I wasn't practicing that year. I'd take about five snaps on Friday, and that was it.
So between the attitude of, you know, every game could be your last,
yeah,
and dealing with this, it sounds like you looked at the possibility of life without football.
I think everyone should. Honestly, I mean, and it, no matter, even if you have a Peyton Manning career, what is he, 40? He's 40. He retired at 40. You don't retire at 40. I mean, you still got a lot of life left to live. So it's not realistic to consider making so much money that you are never going to have to work in the rest of your life when the career average is 2.7 years. And, I mean, it's just not realistic. So I think it's very, I think it's important for all football players to, while be you do need to be completely bought in on football, you have to have in your mind that if something goes wrong tomorrow, what's next? And if you don't have an answer for that as a professional athlete, then you really need probably need to do some soul searching.
But you played really well. You didn't practice the 1 year and you didn't have really an off season
yeah.
to gain strength like you do now. So what do you expect of yourself, knowing that you can hit the weights this off season, you can practice during the season, you know, given your body of work when
yeah.
you're so limited?
I'm looking to improve. I didn't think I thought I improved in certain areas last year, but it was so hard to, and it wasn't just hard for me as an O-line. We have to, you know, come together and it takes all those reps playing next to each other to get that unity and the cohesiveness so you're not tripping over each other's feet. And I mean, I wasn't able to do that because I didn't do all spring and then a solid chunk of the fall. So that, just for the O-line, it's been nice. And then personally, I'm always looking to improve. I got a lot of things that I can improve on, so. Going that direction.
Speaking of that cohesiveness, when do you need to get that offensive line as one unit? Is it the start of training camp? Is it preseason? In order to fully be ready week one?
I mean, I can't give you a concrete answer there. I think it's just the more, I mean, you can still rotate, you know, I don't know. I mean, every year I've started, we've rotated players and you, even if you're not, you know, if I have a guard that's rotating every or they're rotating every series or something, I've still played with that guard a ton. So it's more like if we're throwing in, if we're throwing in, you know, random guards all the time, that's really when it starts to get more iffy.
Time for a couple more, guys.
Does having a starting quarterback set going into OTAs, does that make things easier for you, for the line in general?
I think it makes things easier for the team. You know, the line is focused on our job, and quarterbacks can absolutely help that. But, you know, if we call a run play to the right, we're not worried about who I'm snapping the ball to. So I think it does help. It helps the team and the mental aspect. But
Mike, last one.
They have the Broncos have extended previous RFAs. Have they opened up negotiations with you? Right?
No, we have not. Not to my knowledge. I think we're looking to do that at some point, but I'm pretty focused on. Oh yeah, I'd absolutely like that, but I'm pretty focused on the team and myself and playing football.